Start with youth tech that will be on the April ballot now?
It will be.
Well, yeah, we won't go into all
of
that.
Well, no, I'd be happy to.
Oh, do you want to give a brief overview?
Well, yeah, use tax is a tax that's collected in lieu of sales tax on items that are purchased out of state for use in the state of Missouri by individuals. It also applies or may apply to automobiles that are purchased out of state. But the key thing about use tax is it is in lieu of sales tax. That at no time would an individual pay sales tax and use tax. And the problem that's coming up with the advent of computer shopping and so on and so forth with a lot of items out of state, sales taxes are not collected. And sales taxes are very important to the city. It's a large source of the general fund of the city. And the city general fund, 1% goes to the general fund, which funds our fire department, police department. Of course, there are other sources of revenue in that area, including property taxes and utility fees and those sort of franchise fees for power company and those sorts of things. But nonetheless, the sales tax is an important item in our income stream, which everything that the income that comes to the city, one way or the other, goes back to city residents. Half cent goes to our stormwater and street maintenance. Quarter cent goes to our parks. I think in the last few years, parks have been just improved tremendously, and without that revenue stream, they can't do the work. And then a quarter cent goes to pay for the municipal complex, which, of course, includes this building, the gymnasium, the fire department, the police department, and all those sorts of things. So sales tax is an important source of revenue, and use tax is in lieu of sales tax that's not collected on out-of-state purchases.
Thank you. I didn't catch, what is that engagement letter?
Well, the engagement letter is just a continuation of services with Piper Jaffray has been the financier, the company that has actually sold the bonds and so forth that the city uses to generate revenue for the construction of the wastewater plant and other long-term purchases. And so because of some rule changes and whatnot in the funding areas and whatnot, we just simply needed to enter into a new engagement with Piper Jaffray. Fundamentally, there's no changes. It's more housekeeping than anything else.
Okay, great. And the street name change, that will be announced to the public and addressed at a later meeting?
It will be. It will be publicized in the newspaper a couple of times in the next coming weeks that the city's intention as a recognition of the contributions of the Gill family to the city of Richmond, to individuals in the city, to education. They've been very large contributors to medical research, and it seems fitting as they approach Mrs. Gill has already passed away, and it just seems fitting to recognize their contributions. South Street was chosen simply because that area was once Gill property and was donated by the Gills to the city of Richmond.
All right, perfect. I think that's all the highlights I have, unless there's something else you'd like
well,
to touch on.
Well, you know, the announcement that our finance director, Rebecca Hoflecker, made about our bond upgrade ratings to AA- and to A+, that's just such a big deal, and it's so important. It speaks so highly of what has happened in the city in the past few years, the efforts by the city staff, the efforts by the council, to put ourselves on sound financial footing. And I guess one could argue, if you wanted to, that because we have been frugal in our finances and in things we've done, that's put us on good financial footing, and that's another reason why it's important to continue the tax stream, a la the use tax. And the city only exists to serve the needs of the public, and without funds, we can't do it. So we're very, very excited about the upgrade and the bond ratings.
You pointed out during the meeting, most cities have gone down in the ratings.
Well, the gentleman that works with us from Piper Jaffray indicated that many cities have indeed fallen down a notch or two, and we didn't go up one notch, we went up two notches, so we're very pleased with that.
That's fantastic. Anything else you think we should talk about?
Not really. I think that's pretty well the important stuff.